Welcome to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast for the brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's the complete package. Style, comfort and a powerful 3-litre turbo diesel engine. Test drive today at your Mazda dealer.
From the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Shigsy, yeah, g'day, and welcome to you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, anywhere in the world.
Yes.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show podcast.
Listening on demand,
yeah,
as it were.
The future, we've talked about that.
We've talked about it. I don't want to keep banging on about it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Will?
Yes?
Anything exciting on our, what do we call this bit?
The Instagram shout-outs.
Good. Good.
DM slides.
Slide DM, into the DMs. Yeah, slide into Whee! The DMs.
You'll have to show Marty how to use Insta one day.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
He'll be slip sliding around after that.
Ooh.
And someone, this is really exciting. We discussed yesterday that we only had one listener in a bunch of different countries.
Don't tell me one of them's got involved.
Hey, guys, I'm your only listener in India.
No!
Which city?
Is this a Ben Fordham or is this a real one?
Uh-oh.
It's a Ben Fordham!
No!
You ruined it.
No,
read
I didn't. He ruined it. Read it.
I was pumped to hear you mention India. If possible, I'd like more Indian content on the show. If you mention Bollywood or play some Brett Lee music, you'll get more Indian listeners. I love you more than garlic naan, Benny from Delhi.
Oh, good on you, Benny.
Benny from Delhi. I knew it was Ben Fordham.
Straight away.
Is that his feeling? He's sneakier.
Do you want an actual one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I love that one. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Hey, Marty and crew, local listener just over in Brisbane, just up the Pacific Motorway a bit.
Yeah,
local.
A little bit further, a little bit past Pentridge.
All of you guys, Troy, 2Ts and Loz included. Once again, we need to get a nickname for Matt Nalix.
Matt Nalix.
Matt Nalix. Triple J.
You're just saying it now?
I mean, that's a thing. Anyway, never mind.
Okay, we won't mind.
Josh continues. He says that the show is really helping him get through a tough spill at the moment because he's in Brisbane as well.
Yeah.
Bank account got hacked. His girlfriend split up with him. His car broke down and now he's in lockdown.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
So it's not the Easter he was hoping for, but this show never fails to make him laugh and he wish he could truly show how much he appreciates the show on that front. Don't underestimate your power to make someone's day. Thanks, guys.
Oh, good on you, Mickey. Josh. Well done.
I like that one.
Oh, Josh, was it?
Yeah.
Let's try and make him laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Press the button. This is the Marty Sheargold Show from Triple M.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On the Marty Sheargold Show. Welcome to March the 30th.
On this day, March 30. 30 days has September. Oh, there's 31 in March.
One more to go, yeah.
On this day, cast your minds back to the year 240 BC.
Yeah.
First recorded perihelion passage of Halley's Comet.
I said shake, ride and roll. I said shake, ride
get it?
And roll.
Bill Halley and the Comet.
I said shake, ride and roll.
Thanks for painting that picture.
Perihelion? How are we saying that word? There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Perihelion.
Perihelion?
That sounds right.
Peri-peri.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a Nando's feel.
Good
to
sauce.
It. Mm, very good sauce.
Yeah.
Good chips.
Good on the chicken.
Yeah. Should have a burger later.
Or two. And then not eat the second.
It's always be two.
Yeah. We've always got to have two. Whether you eat them is up to you.
Definitely fallback not burger.
A fallback burger. Burger for the table.
Yeah. Cut it into quarters.
I've bought a lot of burgers for the table. 1858. Pencil with attached eraser patented.
Rubber band. There's a rubber band that plays tunes out of tune.
Just stationary related.
Stationary.
Rubber band. If you don't get that joke, I feel sorry for you. Because you're going to miss it a lot.
Yeah. That's everyone.
It's everyone. Quickly just resetting it. We were in the office and...
you weren't.
Will was, of course I wasn't. Will was looking for a song that had the word rubber band in it.
Because the first rubber band had been patented.
Because the first rubber band had been patented and there's a David Bowie song called Rubber Band.
Yeah.
And Will was like, well, I can't really use it unless it's got the word rubber band in it. And literally, as he said that.
Yeah, we pulled it up on YouTube.
Rubber band.
Well, that solves that problem.
That should work.
Lock that in.
Forever. 1967, cover picture of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album is photographed.
Imagine all the people.
Okay.
Living for today.
Some of their best.
Yeah.
2018 from memory.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well done. From yearbook last week.
Won't forget that.
No.
I already had. The year
of course you had.
The year 2000. Richard Branson is knighted by Charles, Prince of Wales, for services to entrepreneurship.
Queen didn't do it.
She might have had a day off.
Yeah. Matt wasn't expecting Madonna.
You weren't expecting Madonna.
Troy made another mistake.
No.
How dare you?
Yeah. Wow. How dare you, Matt? In birthdays, Norah Jones is turning 42.
Wait until I saw
Norah herself.
Oh. No, no, no.
I will not have
absolutely
it.
Not.
This would send you back to sleep if you just turn the radio on.
Oh, God. It's not your alarm, is it?
No.
There's a certain time and a place and a mood for Norah.
Yeah. What time and place is that?
Red wine on the couch.
Yeah, not 6:43 a.m.
No.
Alexa, play Norah Jones. Didn't come
when I saw
Alexa, turn Norah Jones off.
Stop.
Okay, could we get that out of the way?
Eric Clapton is turning 75.
And Lloyd Langford is part of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And this morning he's with us.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello.
I saw you at the European a couple of weekends ago and you were wonderful. And it reminded me to get you in to talk about your comedy festival show, which is running, as I look at the dates here, right through the festival. Is that right?
Yes, every night apart from Mondays.
Oh, my God, you are a busy man. Run us through it, Lloyd Langford Jazzed.
It is an hour of me talking like this.
Which is fun. Yeah. Which is good fun.
Yes.
What areas are you moving in?
I'm talking about the past 12 months, essentially,
yes.
Being trapped in Australia, missing my family in Wales.
Yes.
And having to spend time with Anne Edmonds in a one-bedroom flat.
Right, because people may or may not know that you and Anne are in a relationship together. Anne Edmonds is a very successful Australian comedian.
Yes, I am on her coattails.
You are riding her coattails. People will have seen you both on Have You Been Paying Attention. And so you guys spent all of the Victorian lockdown in a one-beddy?
Yep.
And how was that?
Intense.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Robot Wars?
What, the game where the robots attack each other?
They sort of circle each other for a bit.
And then they go in hard. And
a knife appears out of one of them.
And bang, it's on. Is Anne doing the festival?
Because
you were doing something together,
yeah,
weren't you?
We're doing a show together doing the festival called Business with Pleasure.
Mm.
We're doing three performances at the Comedy Theatre.
Okay. Well, that's a big room.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you. We keep adding extra shows in. So we had one, and
oh,
then they moved
good.
To two, and now we've got three.
That's a good sign.
That very well may be our limit.
And people can see you in the Swiss Club at the Melbourne Town Hall, but you're also doing a show for people with access issues in the Powder Room,
yes,
which will have an Auslan
interpreter as well.
Wonderful stuff. Bit of everything going on there. I'm assuming the Swiss Club is too many stairs.
Yeah, it's like the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
It's a fair old climb.
Up you go. It's like, how are we getting down from here?
There's actually halfway up, there's a St. Bernard with a barrel of brandy around his neck, just in case anyone needs reviving.
Lloyd, best of luck. Have a fantastic time.
Thank you.
I'll certainly be coming along to see it. I might go to the Powder Room. It's lower down.
not as many stairs
for
you.
Not as many stairs.
Actually, there is a dumb waiter in the Swiss Club. And
what's his name? Hey! I'm here till Thursday, guys.
Thank God.
Good on you, Lloyd. Best of luck, mate.
Thanks.
I wake up with Marty.
Yeah, very cold around Melbourne this morning. I had to put a rug on the end of the bed last night.
Did you? What was his name?
Just mugging around, having a bit of fun.
If you want to be a part of this, register at partyshegotshow.com.au. I could have said so much. If you would love to be a part of it, we could sort you out with a fantastic prize here. Yes. All you have to do is answer the phone. I wake up with Marty.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Answer within four rings and you could be taking home a turntable, including speakers and stacks of wax.
That's right.
You play the tracks and welcome us backs. Not my best. I'm still having a little chuckle about a comment I made earlier. Barfridge winners left, right and centre. Let's not go through them all. We gave a turntable away last Friday to Damon from Bayswater and that was wonderful.
Yeah.
Who have we got this morning?
We got Brett. And he lives in Glenroy.
He's got four rings.
He signed up 3 minutes ago.
If he doesn't
3 minutes ago.
Three. One more.
I'll wake up with Marty.
Brett, congratulations. Please. You've won the turntable, the speakers, and the records.
That's it.
Mate, we saw that you'd signed up about 4 minutes ago, and we thought it would be funny to ring you and see if you answered your phone.
Well, when it started ringing, I thought, that'd be funny.
Yeah. Here it is. We thought the same thing. Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny, Marty.
Oh, how wonderful. What do you got on today?
I might take a day off.
Yeah! Why not? Take a day off. I mean, don't wait for the speakers and stuff to arrive today. They are months away, literally.
I'll take that day off.
Yeah, take that day off. Probably around about August, September at the rate that things are being pushed out at the moment.
Good stuff, guys.
Nah, good stuff for you, mate. Well done.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see you.
He's wrapping us up.
Yeah. I know. He's had enough.
That's a worry.
He was having a chuckle.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
Last night, the WhatsApp group exploded, didn't it? Troy's like, anyone watching Channel 9 News? I'm like, well, I am now.
Yeah.
But I missed it all. I got too late for the 9 News to witness Peter Hitchener having an actual wobble.
Yeah.
We all love Hitch.
Yeah.
We're all massive Hitch fans. He's feeling better after having a moment on last night's news, which he has since discussed as possibly being a migraine.
Yes.
We've got some grabs of Hitch here.
Donald Trump has newlyweds in surprise after he hijacked a reception at Mar-a-Lago.
And he continued on.
Oh.
Donald Trump developed a reputation for crashing weddings at the resort during his presidency.
There's actually a couple of stories that he struggled through.
Yeah, he was trying hard then, wasn't he? He was still trying to have a bit of pep in his step.
Yeah.
For the first time in the...
standing 50 metres above the Maranong and
cut to the story.
I
just played the story there because Hitch was
clearly in trouble.
Clearly in trouble. He's suggesting it was a migraine. A Nine spokesman has confirmed that. He's now resting and we expect to see him back on deck tomorrow night.
Which is great news.
Great news.
Yep.
Who doesn't love Hitch? He was replaced by Clint Stanaway, who informed audiences that Hitch had taken ill.
Yeah.
And last night, Hitch himself tweeted, "Thanks so much for your well wishes. I'm feeling better already. I'm most grateful for your support." And
good
it would have
you,
been
Hitch.
A great reminder, I reckon, for Hitch last night, as ill as he was and as terrible as he was feeling, and I hope it is just a migraine and he's pushed through it. It would have been a wonderful reminder for Hitch himself to realise how loved he is.
Oh, he's so loved here in Melbourne.
His phone would have absolutely melted in his hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had he been able to turn the light on and read it, he would have enjoyed the messages.
Yes.
But in true migraine style, he would have had a flannel over his eyes and just in a dark room.
Have you ever had a migraine?
Never had a migraine, no.
I've had it once. It was the most horrible thing.
Yeah, my sister suffers from them.
Yeah.
And they're horrendous. You can be chatting with her and in 20 minutes she'll be in her bedroom.
Yeah, in the dark.
In the dark.
Yep. I've had only one, but you can't see anything.
No, so the vision goes.
Yeah,
which is, I'm assuming Hitch just couldn't read the auto cue.
But the one that I had came on instantly as well.
Bang.
And it, I had to go home from work.
Why do you think it came on?
I don't know. I have
no
idea.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's the only one I've had. Just came and went by the end of the day.
He's a Melbourne icon, Peter Hitchener.
Yeah.
And 133353, who else do you think of as a Melbourne icon? PK. Let's go through some Melbourne icons together.
Yeah,
this will be fun.
Yeah.
We can name them, then we can chat about them.
Who is a Melbourne icon you'd like to nominate?
Yes.
Robert in Narre Warren, who you got for us?
Oh, I've actually got two for you guys, and that's Bon Scott and Michael Gudinski.
Yeah. Wonderful start from Robert.
Good
Narre Warren.
Very good.
Good stuff.
Steve, what about you?
I'm going for Daryl Summers. He's a part of the family.
Oh, Steve, Daryl. Under the pump at the moment, Steve.
He's a bit under the pump.
Some interesting media around Daryl and Hey and
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
back,
that's
Daryl.
Right.
You can never keep Daryl down. He always pops back up, old Daryl.
Yes. Well, you got someone Insta there?
Yeah, and then the last caller we're speaking to is going to shout out the most requested one, but we also had Franco Cozzo.
Franco Cozzo, Melbourne icon.
Of course.
We were talking off air, Lauren and I, about the Minogue sisters.
Yes.
Well, certainly Kylie. I mean, I don't want to diminish Danny.
No.
But Kylie is as big as Melbourne gets.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We found out, didn't we, that Steve Irwin.
From Upper Ferntree Gully.
I never knew that.
No, moved to Queensland when he was about 8.
I know.
We're
claiming him.
Of course.
Like we claim the Pavlova and
absolutely. Steve Irwin is one of us.
Yeah.
He is a Victorian. Eric Banner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Flea, we'll claim him.
Yeah, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Farnsey.
Yeah.
Now, Farnsey, seriously.
He's from Melbourne.
One of the great.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
One of the great Melbourne icons.
Mm.
Graham Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Gaze.
Oh, there's a lot.
Andrew Gaze.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Brett.
From Bacchus Marsh.
And Brett, we're claiming Brett.
Yeah. Yeah, Brett's from Melbourne.
You're nominating yourself, Brett.
Hoping to be an icon one day, but yeah. We'd have to go with Mr. Do Yourself a Favour, Molly Meldrum.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Good on you, Brett. Maybe it's your birthday soon. Maybe it's your birthday today, but it is, by the way, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And we're bringing good old-fashioned birthday shout-outs back to the radio.
That's it.
There's a page on the website where you can jump online and register your date of birth, your details, a couple of hobbies, you know, basic stuff.
It's on the win page on triplem.com.au.
And we'll give you a birthday shout-out because there's nothing more exciting in life than when you're just driving along minding your own business and someone says, Sharon, happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, it's Rolf Harris's birthday. He's 91 today. Happy birthday, Rolf. Obviously, I'm joking. Have an awful day, you pig.
If you want to be a part of it, get an on-air shout-out. You'll go into the draw on Friday to win passes for you and five of your mates to bounce as well.
And that's even happy better. Birthday. We gave a bloke who's turning 26 last week a party at Bounce.
Yeah.
He'll love it.
TripleM.com.au. Good luck.
Ever regret putting a team together?
I clearly missed something while I had my headphones
on.
Well,
I said to, we're doing What Are the Chances, which is those unbelievable coincidences in life where you just go, holy hell, this can't happen. Last time we did this, we discussed a guy who'd broken up with a girl after a 10-year relationship. He's on one of those hop-on, hop-off red buses in London, minding his own business, recognises a voice behind him 6 months after the breakup, turns around, and it's his ex-girlfriend.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
Mm.
It's those kind of moments in life.
Yeah.
Now, just before we start, I said to Will, haven't we got a good one here? He goes, oh, it's not that good.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
it's not that good now. It's pretty good.
Let's go through it because it's a surprise to me.
Okay.
You know, I like to be surprised.
Yes.
I've got it in front of me now.
It's about you. That's why it's fun.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Got it's pretty good.
All right.
Marty's just putting his glasses on.
That's not what you told me. Just before.
Now he's interested.
Well, you purposely built that last one up to sound better than it actually was.
Which one?
He ran into his ex on a bus in London.
Yeah,
oh,
great.
Yeah. Don't play it down. That was amazing.
And I think she was stalking him.
Oh, gee, Willie Winkers. That's a whole other conversation.
It is.
Have you had a coincidence in life where you just go, what? Are you, what? How has this happened?
Mm. What are the chances?
Here we go. We received a message on Instagram from Wayne in Brisbane as I read this in real time. And good luck, Wayne, if you're listening. You've got a very difficult 3-day lockdown ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. They're already in it.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Godspeed. I hope it doesn't turn into 160 days for you, Wayne. Marty, great show. What are the chances we share the same birthday, we both named our daughters the same name, and when catching up on the podcast, you said your...
sibling.
You said your sibling is born on February 5, same as mine.
What are the chances?
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Okay, that is. So Wayne and I have the same birthday. We've named one of our children the same name, and our brothers have the same birthday.
That's pretty extraordinary.
That's not bad, is it? Yeah. What are the chances? Yeah. It's not a bad one to start.
That's the sort of thing we're looking for, though.
Yeah.
Well said, Troy. Hey, Mark, what are the chances?
Last Thursday, driving back to Wangaratta, my wife and I listening to your podcast.
Yes.
And about My Chemical Romance and the song Black Parade.
Yes.
Which I'd heard Rosie's thing. And anyway, the podcast finished and we were about Benalla and I put my Spotify playlist on, which is just one playlist of 3,500 songs that I've ever liked. And the first song to come up was Black Parade, My Chemical Romance.
No way.
What are the chances?
We had a moment.
Yeah,
that's good.
We all had a moment.
That's good.
Too, Mark.
Yep.
Well done.
Nice.
Good stuff from Marge. Hey, Heather.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Good on you, Heather. What are the chances, Heather?
What are the chances? We were driving along the road in our black XRAU, towing a bobcat on our way to do some gardening. Came into a roundabout. There was another black XRAU towing a bobcat.
Unbelievable.
Like, we were looking at ourselves.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You thought you were driving next to a mirror.
Yeah.
It was like that.
Oh, Heather. Good stuff. Have a great day, Heather. You sound lovely.
Let's go to Joe.
My coincidence is that in my early 20s, back in about the 80s, I had a next-door neighbour for about 5 years who lived three doors down.
Yeah.
And we ended up dating, and he was a really lovely person, great guy, but I had a really busy career, so I kind of knew he was a bit more invested than I was. So I ended up breaking it off with him because I didn't want to break his heart.
Nice.
So that was fine. And 25 years later, my sister was on a cruise in northern Queensland. And she was sitting at the bar and turned around and he was there with his wife and children.
No way, Joe. What are the chances?
Seriously. Yeah. Seriously.
And was there any conversation? Yeah.
They looked at each other and I think they might have greeted each other. And she just said to me then sort of, I seemed to notice him a lot around the ship. So she said, I didn't go and have a full-on conversation with him and say, oh, you know, I remember you dated my sister. But she said we knew exactly who each other were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Well, they might have hooked up too, Joe. No, Joe liked it.
And we're here thanks to the brand new Mazda BT50, the only ute that is the complete package. It has 140 kilowatts of power, that 3-litre turbo diesel 4-cylinder engine, and the amazing fuel economy that I love. You're only going to use 7.7 litres of fuel per 100 kilometres combined fuel consumption with up to 3.5 tonnes of braked towing.
Oh, my God. The way you've covered that off is exceptional.
Is that ticking boxes?
Mazda must be happy with that.
Yeah.
I've never been great on understanding things like 140 kilowatts of power. I'm not going to lie.
Do you know what? Like the diesel engine, it's all about pulling power.
Okay.
So you can, if you're towing something, you want to have a diesel.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What you want to have.
You want to have a diesel.
And you want to have the new Mazda BT50. Yes.
You also want heated seats. If you woke up in my part of the world this morning.
Well, the Mazda BT50 has those heated seats. It's all there.
Wireless connectivity.
It's got that too.
Connectivity's a stupid word.
What would you prefer?
Wireless.
What, just drop the connectivity?
Just drop the connectivity. We get it. It's wireless. I'm going to connect to your neighbour five doors down.
Anyway, go to Mazda today and have a chat to them about the new BT50. Fascinating coincidences.
That's life, mate.
Yeah.
It's those moments in life where you go, how is this happening? There's got to be a greater power at work. And obviously I don't mean the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. There has to be something else happening. What are you pointing at and making a note of?
There's an Instagram here from Oliver.
Yeah.
He randomly rented the same room in London a friend from Australia had rented 12 years prior.
12 years?
Wow.
What are the chances?
What are the chances 12 years later?
Unbelievable.
I've got an amazing what are the chances. I've just remembered it. I think I've done it before.
Do share.
I don't know if we've got time.
Oh.
Yeah, we got time.
It's convoluted.
Okay.
Have I ever told you the story about when we lived in London as kids? Dad was over there studying at the London University and doing his PhD.
Mm-hmm.
A very lucky, great opportunity.
Sure.
We took it. The six of us all went over there.
Fun.
1979. About 5 or 6 years ago, I'm out on the back deck at home chatting with a friend of my partner who's an English woman.
Yeah.
And as we chat, I spent a bit of time there. She goes, oh, where were you? I go, oh, we were living in the international housing up there behind Regent's Park. She goes, are you joking? So was I. I go, you kidding? I go, where'd you go to school? She goes, St. Vincent's. I said, I went to St. Vincent's down Marylebone Road. I go, who's your teacher? Mrs. Keeley. Mrs. Keeley? Now, here's the kicker. Here's the one you won't believe. I go, what number were you? Number 17. I go, we were number 17. She was flat 3. No, she was flat 2. We were flat 3. She lived in the same block as us in the apartment below and was sitting out on my back deck, 30 years later.
What are the chances?
Unbelievable.
That's a really good one.
Have I never told you that story?
No.
Still got a couple tucked up in his sleeve.
Glad you've shared that.
You haven't
what
heard.
What are the chances?
What are the chances? A story you haven't heard.
Not very likely, I suspect. Rob, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How are you? For 33 years, I've been having coincidences happening with my current wall. With my wife.
Yeah. With your current wife, Rob, or just your wife?
What plans do you have?
When I was 8, I moved into a house in Endeavour Hills, and it turns out she was living across the road.
Unbelievable.
We knocked around with the same family who lived in the house next door to her. When she was about 15, one of her boyfriends was one of my friends, which I never knew. When she was 18 or 19, I was seeing a girl in Pakenham. She was actually seeing a fellow who I went to trade school with that lived in that same street.
Never Unbelievable.
Knew.
Wow. What are the chances?
Our birthdays are the same day.
I love that. The same day, the same year.
No, not the same year.
Not
apart,
as good now, but yeah, no, I'm hearing you.
Thank you, Rob.
Still very good.
Did you just wind Rob?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, Rob was great.
Troy's
has given it a bit of thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. News is coming up. James in Heathcote Junction. What have you got for us, James?
There you go, man. How are you guys?
Good, James.
Look, mine's a bit of a sad story, a bit of a happy ending. I was at work. I collapsed and went into a coma.
Jesus.
And for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad. I lost my kidneys and I won't go into it too much. But
well, no, please. Sick. Only what you're
pretty
comfortable
sick,
with, Joe.
But anyway, when I woke up, turns out where I was working, what had happened, my aorta had burst.
Oh, Christ. And,
right near my heart.
Yeah.
And it turns out I collapsed where I was actually working. I was working in a cardiac ward. Surrounded by cardiac nurses and doctors.
What are the chances?
What are the chances? I wouldn't have lived if I had done it in the car park.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Talking today. So, you know, I mean, the doctors and nurses and everyone at the hospital still say, now, what's the chances?
Yeah, what are the chances? Unbelievable.
You know, I could have been anywhere. I could have took the day. I actually wanted the day off that day.
Oh.
And my wife took me into going to work.
But so, what's your what are the chances story, Jay?
No.
Oh, that was it.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Queensland's gone into a 3-day lockdown. We've shut our border to Greater Brisbane.
Your favourite.
Why did that stop?
Say Geronimo, one of Brisbane's great exports.
Yeah.
Shepherd.
Shepherd, yeah. Yeah, it's not not pleasant up there at the moment.
Oh, I thought you meant shepherds. And I was going with you. I was like, Troy's on board, thank God. Somebody
Brizzy.
Else gets how awful Shepherd are.
Brisbane. Middle of a lockdown.
What did Shepherd do? Was it the NRL or the AFL?
NRL. Oh, sorry, no, they did the AFL in 2021.
Oh, that's right, because it was at the Gabba.
Mm.
Ugh.
I thought they did a fine
job. I thought
job.
They were great.
No, they were amazing. You're right, I forgot.
Yeah. I think you're right, Marty. They were amazing.
I see why that's funny. Bang, bang. Oh, literally. Did a few in a row there.
I can't keep up.
Someone was smoking next to me yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Oh,
again.
Victoria has slammed the border shut to Greater Brisbane. Slammed it shut because we're not rolling the dice on Brisbane people anymore.
Mm.
We're asking the question, are you still going to Queensland?
133353 if you are.
Are you feeling brave enough? You've booked your holiday to Noosa.
Yeah.
Or perhaps you're going to the Gold Coast or Cairns.
Yep.
Are you still going? Let us know.
Mm.
Or are you pulling out?
Yeah.
Are you scared that if you go, it'll become a Queensland statewide arrangement and you're going to have to come back and do 14 days so you could spend 4 nights at Noosa?
Yeah, well, you're not going to be doing that. You know, things change quickly.
Things change so quickly.
Yeah.
Are you still going to go to Queensland? 133353, give us a bell. The city of Brisbane, the city of Ipswich, Logan City, Moreton Bay region and Redlands City will be designated a red zone under Victoria's traffic light travel permit system from 6 p.m. Monday, yesterday.
Right, so that means that you've got to go into the quarantine.
So that means currently, if you come back from any of those places now,
yeah,
you're doing 14 days quarantine.
Wow, okay. Yep.
But you do it at your own house, don't you? You don't have to go to a hotel, do you?
I think you quarantine at home, yes.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Who's paying for that? It means not. Oh, maybe this will be in the story. It means non-Victorian. let's find out together. It means non-Victorian residents from Brisbane are not allowed to enter Victoria without an exception or a specified worker permit, transit permit, freight worker permit, or exemption.
Okay, there you go.
Basically, you need all that stuff.
Yeah.
Victorians in Brisbane will need to apply to come home, then quarantine for 14 days. It comes as two tourist hotspots in New South Wales were listed as new high-risk exposure sites, one of those being Byron Bay.
It would be Byron, yeah.
What was the other one?
I don't know.
Well, there was a couple of places in Byron, the farm and the Byron Bay Beach Club.
Yeah, they're all in that Byron Bay area.
Like locations. Right.
Yeah.
Brisbane Airport has advised that it remains open at this stage. There were no restrictions on interstate travel or transit. Matthew's in Ringwood. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, boys.
What are you doing, Matt? Are you still going to go?
Well, yeah, we leave tomorrow morning, three of us.
Yeah.
We're going to Cairns, which is a fair way away from Brisbane.
Ah, you'll be riding Cairns, surely.
Well, you'd think so. What if they put him into lockdown?
How long are you going for?
10 days.
10 days. Mm. Oh, okay, you're really, you're rolling the dice, you know that.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Just go for it. Enjoy it. Don't worry about it while you're there.
No.
It's very far away.
You don't want to be looking over your shoulder for 10 days.
I'm going to Cairns. At this stage, I'm still going.
Of course you are.
Reassess it closer to the day.
And just when on arrival, lie. Yeah.
That is not the spirit of things. Naomi on the Tulla.
That's me. Yep. We're just heading into the airport now. We're about to park.
Are you, Naomi? Where are you off to?
Not many people here, I got to say.
No. Yeah.
Off to Queensland.
Hamilton Island. How lovely.
I think that's 10-year anniversary.
Oh, you'll have a great time. There'll be no problems at Hamilton Island.
No problems at all.
You'd be more worried about a cyclone.
Yeah, good point, actually. Haven't considered that in my list of anxieties. Actually, I'll add that one to it.
Pack a spare bikini in case it blows away.
And look who is in the studio.
Oh! Hello.
Moon Man.
The Moon Man.
Yeah.
My wife says, God, it's so attractive when a middle-aged man refers to himself in the third person by his nickname.
It really is. It really is.
Hey, is the Moon Man going to get a bit of action tonight? No, he's not.
No, he's not. What about Lawrence? Is he going to?
Yeah, no, neither. Stop referring to yourself in the third person.
Let's talk about your show, though, because I know the last time you did this show in full was at the Adelaide Festival 2020.
That's right. And
lot of guys have made the decision to keep doing what they were doing, myself included, yourself included.
Well, I had a show, and festival season is the first half of the year for us.
Yeah.
What we normally do, the process is Adelaide Festival, Brisbane Festival, Melbourne, Sydney.
That's right.
And then at the end of the year, you retour to the regions or to capital cities. So we write a show over the summer, thus ruining the summer for our loved ones because we're walking around with our head in our hands and your daughter says, can you push me on the swing? You go, shush, I'm thinking.
I almost had a joke.
I almost had a joke and you ruined it with your swing obsession.
Classic kids.
Yeah, classic kids.
Classic kids.
Just inside your head. So, yeah, that's the comedian's life. You write one show, festivals, tour it, then summer comes around again and you ruin it for your family. Whilst you wander around obsessed with yourself. So, yes,
you've had a summer off.
I've had a summer off because I can bring the show back because it's on the large theme of beauty and you just tweak the, you know, the topical stuff at the top and the bottom.
Mm.
Now, you shared a venue with me in Adelaide.
In Adelaide, and we had a lovely time together.
So Adelaide, for me, traditionally is, you know, I suppose you go over there and you're building a show, you're experimenting a little bit and there's a bit of nervousness, but you're also part of a festival. And my rider was a bottle of red wine in my dressing room. And
yes.
I'd sometimes have half of that bottle of wine before I went on. Sometimes I'd have the whole thing.
I used to notice.
Yeah. And Marty said this to me. I was walking on one night. He'd arrived early to prepare for his show and watch my show from the wings. And he said, Moon Man. I said, yes, Marty. He goes, I get the feeling that you don't want to do this show sober. Man, I turned around with that blackberry lipstick that a red wine drinker has. I said, what are you talking about?
It's your teeth are purple.
Because your teeth purple and your tongue looks like a cocky's tongue poking out of your head. Oh, shut up, Marty. Here he is, Lawrence Mooney. Get out of the rain.
Come in, Lawrence. Get out of the rain. What's with your buskers?
What's a stoby pole? Why you people bury people in shallow graves? Dig a hole. I get the feeling you don't want to do this show sober.
There was a couple of other indicators.
Kicking the toilet door open was one of them on the way out of the toilet.
Good
but
fun.
I can say I'm in Melbourne. I opened on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And it is a sober show and it is going well. It's nice to have had that run in of Adelaide and Brisbane last year.
Mm.
So I'm really enjoying it. And guess what, Marty?
What?
Water is my rider in Melbourne.
How amazing.
And our manager, Karen Lang, who is a beautiful woman, came downstairs and said, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'm good
I'm
with the
waters. I'm just going to have a water.
And she goes, because I can get a bottle of wine for you if you want. Like, that is not preparation.
She's enabling you.
She is enabling me. Maybe they think I'm better if I'm drunk.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying you're not. I'm hoping they don't think that. Beauty. Athenaeum.
It's at the Athenaeum.
It's got a condensed run. Wednesday to Saturday, Tuesday to Saturday.
Yeah, so go online, tickettech.com.au or the Comedy Festival website. You'll find tickets, but they are selling fast because we have got an advantage this year, and that is there's no international acts.
I know.
It's called the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but it is not international because people don't want to quarantine for 14 days and perform.
No, and I think it'll be a good reminder for the powers that be that locals can still sell tickets.
Absolutely, and also are very good at comedy.
Yeah.
So come along and see me. And you have postponed your dates to mid-year.
Mid-year.
I don't want to pump your ties up. This interview's about me.
Yeah, no, I wasn't ready mentally or physically, obviously.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
It is the Marty Sheargold Show at 8:35 and March 30. That's where we are already.
Oh, can you believe the speed that this year is just ripping through at?
April, later this week.
Cast your mind back to 1842 when anesthesia is used for the first time in surgery.
Oh, bring me to life.
Killing Heidi.
Evanescence.
Oh, was it?
Yes, it was.
1946, the last test cricket appearance by one of the greats, Bill O'Reilly.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
Oh, it gets better.
We'll do it live!
Google Bill O'Reilly. Pig of a man. Never more evident than in the clip that we've taken that grab from, where just someone innocently suggests he can do a throw.
Yeah.
And he just cracks it and
we'll do it live!
Does his absolute nana.
To be clear, that's not the test cricketer.
No, it's not.
Who we're celebrating today.
Yeah. And are they his figures from his last test? 5 for 14 and 3 for 9, eh?
Lauren popped that one on there. Is that copy or paste?
Well, we can assume so.
Yes.
We'll do it live!
1981, US President Ronald Reagan is shot in the chest outside a Washington, D.C. hotel by John Hinckley Jr. Who'll ever forget that?
Oh.
That was horrendous. And that was the first time I thought about this US Secret Service and thought, Jesus, those blokes got in there quick.
They did. They moved.
So quick.
Very fast.
They really were putting their life on the line for him.
Yeah.
1987, Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers sells for a record £22.5 million.
Is that about $40 million?
Yeah. I think your love would be too much. Not my favourite Post Malone song. That's Circles, obviously.
Of course. Obviously.
But that song is Sunflower.
Sunflower. Birthdays. Alan Fletcher, Dr. Carl from Neighbours is turning 64 today. Happy birthday. Everybody needs good neighbours. God, he's done well out of that show.
He has, yeah, absolutely.
How many years do you reckon he's been on Neighbours?
Let's find out.
Is 25?
Is he a day dot guy?
No, he's not a day dot guy.
I reckon about 25 years at least.
Jeez, he's had a good run with that.
Yeah.
Paid a couple of mortgages off, no doubt.
Yes.
Celine Dion is turning 53 today.
From that movie.
Alexa, play Celine.
Stop playing it. There's 3 hours of our life we'll never get back.
Oh, I
that
know.
That movie.
Oh, you weren't a fan, were you?
Nah.
Oh,
just a ship.
Are you kidding?
Just a ship that sinks.
Oh,
the end.
Making someone angry. Vincent van Gogh would have been turning 168 today. Oh, Vincent.
What? Who did you say?
This song's called Vincent. Look out on summer's
days. There you go. Now you're up to date with what's happening around the world. March 30. Shadows on the hills. On this day,
yeah. What's on the back
page? And we're doing this for KO. Sport lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial. Will.
Thank you. Thank you, KO. Yeah. Thank you, Will.
I imagine most people's 14-day trials would have run out by now because
they started at the start of the season.
You would have had to, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
COVID dramas in the AFL.
I know. This just when I thought we were going to have a year of uninterrupted scheduling and football fun.
Yep. The Brisbane Lions have been stitched up by COVID. They are set to spend another 2 weeks in Victoria, given the fact that they came down here to play Geelong last Friday night.
Mm.
They were expecting to go home. Their bus got turned around.
Lost by a point, mind you.
Robbed. That's with fun. 20 seconds remaining.
That is fun.
It's been a really rough week for the Brisbane Lions.
They're all having a laugh. Oh, well, at least we get to go back to Brisbane. Nah, no you don't.
Now their Thursday night game, which was scheduled for the Gabba, is going to be held at Marvel Stadium against Collingwood. And then they have to stay another week to play the Western Bulldogs in Ballarat.
Yeah.
That's in round four.
Is just, I can't imagine that those blokes are high-fiving each other going, thank God, because you know what we've got after Marvel? We play Collingwood at Marvel, and then I was just having a look forward at the fixture. You know what we've got to do then? Go to Ballarat and play Footscray.
So the problem with Brisbane's COVID outbreak is that it's affecting other teams because Sydney were up there in round one.
Right.
And they played the Brisbane Lions, beat them, so it's been a really rough start to the year for the Lions. And now Sydney are trying to get a public health order. They're trying to get the government, the New South Wales government, to allow them to travel back down to Melbourne.
Oh, so they're still in Brisbane, are they?
No, they're in Sydney, but they're considered what's called a dirty club.
Right.
Because
for lots of reasons.
They played the Brisbane Lions, and they're also in Brisbane during the time period that it's been declared a red spot.
Dirty, dirty.
So I think the Swans will be able to get down here. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting the Swans are, quote, scrambling to gain exemptions.
Who are they playing, sorry?
They play Richmond on Saturday.
Ooh, okay.
And the Gold Coast might also have to get away from Queensland early. Mm. They have to travel to South Australia, who are typically very harsh with their border closures.
Oh, totes.
So there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. And we've just seen with this scheduling change, I think there's going to be a lot more of that as the season progresses.
Coronavirus. It's relentless, isn't it?
Oh, it totally is.
Oh, it's so boring now.
Trumpy. Back in the news.
And he's doing exactly what... we're doing exactly what he hopes by discussing this because this is clearly a viral attempt from Trump and successful.
From the USA. Let our flag was still there. Get the national anthem happening here.
That's how I felt when I had kidney stones.
Oh, no. Just to be clear, this is not Trumpy singing.
No, I wish it was.
It's Fergie.
For the land of the free.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Fergie.
Oh.
Easing us in there.
Breathy.
The last note.
Oh!
Wow. What happened there?
We went around the grounds there.
Did we ever?
A couple of different notes.
I'm
from the
dizzy.
Original.
I see what she's trying to do.
Oh, I can see what she's trying to do. Trumpy in his own resort in Florida, Mar-a-Lago, which will means
sea to lake. In
sea
Spanish.
To lake in Spanish. You say Spanish? Maybe you are. You say chuito.
Yeah,
you're your Spanish.
I know a couple of Spanish words.
Are we allowed to do accents? What's the rule on accents on here?
You didn't. I'm not sure.
You say Spanish? What's your mother's name? Well, you're not Spanish.
Neither are you.
No.
Doing the character live.
Trumpy's in a tuxedo and he gets up and we'll just walk you through the grabs here. Here's the first one.
I just wanted you to say it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to have you at Mar-a-Lago. You are a great and beautiful couple. And for many, many years of your life.
Did I mention that he's crashed a couple's wedding?
I didn't.
I think I left that bit out, which is really the story.
Yeah.
He's crashed a couple. Whilst I was doing my Spanish character,
you missed the crux of the story.
I forgot to mention that he's crashed a couple's wedding at his own resort.
Yeah.
And he continues.
You know, I turned off the news. I get all these flash reports, and they're telling me about the border. They're telling me about China. They're telling me about Iran. How are we doing with Iran? How do you like that?
Oh, shush.
Give it up.
He's such a dick, isn't he?
There's more.
The border's not good. The border is the worst anybody's ever seen it. And what you see now, multiply it times 10, Jim. You would know how to handle. He's the only one I know that might handle the border tougher than me.
Who's Jim?
I don't know. Jim? Don't tell me he's the groom.
I don't think so.
Jim would be the only bloke who knows how to handle the border. I doubt it. We got any more?
Yeah.
And I just say, do you miss me yet?
Oh, do you miss me yet?
No.
No. Well, thank you, Matt.
Absolutely not.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked. Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Lauren running us through the mistakes this morning.
Yes, and I've just had a very late one on the text line.
Yes.
That I'm trying to just
work your way through.
Work your way through, but I'll read
well,
it
don't
out
panic.
To the end. No, I'm panicking.
Don't
it's
panic.
Fine.
Don't panic.
Are you just trying to check to see it's right or wrong?
Yeah, it's still funny though. Before okay. we get to that.
All right.
You wanted to know how long Alan Fletcher, Dr. Carl
yes.
Kennedy,
yes.
has been on Neighbours. Well, he actually briefly acted in Neighbours in 87
yeah.
as Greg Cooper, a rundown, dishonest boxer working in Jim Robinson's garage.
Oh, my God, Jim Robinson. I haven't heard that name
yeah.
for years.
And then in 94, he successfully auditioned for the role of Carl.
In 94?
94.
So what are we now?
That's about 27 years,
isn't it? 27 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a good run.
That is a very
and
good run.
And has he always been on the show? Has Carl ever had 6 months in Europe?
I think
there
so.
Was a time when he started his relationship with Izzy, which was very controversial, and they sort of...
Oh, you know a lot about this.
I used to want to be Sarah, and she's... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't even know who Sarah is.
She had the first affair with Carl.
Oh, my God.
And I used
God.
To strut around with a scrunchie in my hair. I was about six. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Now it's getting really weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
At the end of On This Day, we played the song Vincent in honor of Vincent Van Gogh's birthday.
Yep.
And you said, oh, because the song's called Vincent.
Mm.
Well, no, the song's about Vincent
yeah,
Van Gogh.
All right. You got so angry about that.
Because it's silly, so silly.
Yeah, all right. I didn't know that Vincent was about Vincent Van Gogh. So sue me. I don't know everything.
Well, that's what fact check's for. And the fact check from yesterday, someone's texted us in.
Is this the one that you're working through and worried about?
I am, but let's just still go through it because it's good.
All right, go.
This person said, fact check from yesterday, Lauren Chews is actually pronounced Tweez.
Tweez. Lauren Chews, of course, was
from
Julie.
The Love Boat. From
the Love Boat.
Love.
What are you doing in your spare time?
Love Boat.
Be careful with the Love Bots. They'll get you in trouble.
They'll always get you in trouble.
They'll always get you in trouble. The Love Bots.
Come back to bite you.
Lauren Tweez played Julie on Lauren, the Love Boat.
Yeah, and I was calling her Lauren Chews and having a bit of fun that she hasn't had a chance to stop chewing since the end of the show.
Yeah, so apparently it's Lauren Tweez. We'll revisit that tomorrow, but they said Marty's inappropriate but hilarious jokes don't work at all. I hope this is the right number. You guys need a Twitter account.
Do we not have Twitter?
No.
Oh, well, that's a relief. One less thing to worry about.
Enjoy your Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There you go. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. For the brand new Mazda BT50, it's the only ute that's the complete package. Style, comfort and a powerful 3-litre turbo diesel engine. Test drive today at your Mazda dealer.